TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Unrelenting, unapologetic. However many other uns we can throw in there. Uncivilized. To be another one.
Unclean.
Yeah.
Unconscious.
Has anybody been going and seeing Share Funny on demand videos and stuff?
Yeah, I went to see the live one the other day.
No, I mean like the masses. Anybody?
Oh no. Yeah,
the numbers
pretty good. All right. I mean, you know, not as good as mine. My Facebook, TikTok, that did 1.1 million views so far. I'm just saying.
Yeah. A Facebook TikTok.
Yeah, Facebook. What the heck is a Facebook TikTok?
It's a TikTok I put on Facebook, and our Facebook page, and it has done over 1.1 million views. So before you say anything else.
Do you know who thinks figures. Facebook is cool?
Yeah, I'm just saying. We're working on that. We work there, and it's working for us. So let's not be putting people down who pay attention to our Facebook page.
All right.
Ace, speaking of you and your young wife.
Right.
Making TikToks and all. Did you see that comedian Dane Cook is engaged to his longtime love, quote unquote, longtime love, Kelsey Taylor. They're engaged. He's 50. She's 23.
Whoa. Yeah. And the headline I saw said Dane Cook has been dating his fiance since she was a teenager and people are grossed out. So technically, I guess maybe they started dating. She must have been 18 or 19 when they started dating. He was in his 40s.
But I think he knew her when she was 14, too, though.
Okay. Well, but if he didn't do anything with her until she was 18, then...
Still, that means he was waiting for her to turn 18.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean he was waiting for her to turn 18.
Yeah, usually that.
It does lead you to believe that.
And that's gross because that means that he looked at her and was like,
4 years, I'm coming for you.
Yup. Better wait on me, girl.
Wow, Rob, that was creepy.
That's not me. That was what Dane Cook said.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
No kidding.
And she looks about 17.
Yeah.
You know, it's especially, you know, there's a picture of the two of them together, and she's got her hair pulled up in a bun, wearing a hoodie, just like casual, you know. And she looks even younger. So it makes it look, you know, that much more drastic because he looks 50 now.
Yeah.
You know, then again, I mean, nothing wrong with that. He's 50. So he looks. But that's a bigger difference, isn't it, Ace? Or is it just a year's difference?
Wait, what? How old is she now?
23 and he's 50. So, yours is 24 years difference.
Right. And his would be 23 and 50 is 29 years difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? So, that's just gross.
Isn't it 27?
Wait, is it? Wait,
whatever it is.
I'm sorry. You're right. He's 50. I thought he said he was 53. He's 50. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like 54, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was 47 when Amanda and I met. I'm even 48 when we met, and it was right before she turned 25.
She had just thrown her graduation cap.
Cute.
She was how old?
Right at 25.
Yeah,
we met
because
I was 47. Just
when
40.
When he came, we were at an appearance. When he brought her for the first time out into the public together and introduced her to us. And as soon as she went to the bathroom, my wife looked at Ace and goes, David, how old is she?
Yeah. True story.
And his,
what did he say?
His response, she's almost 25.
Ace, you were really trying to justify it.
Yeah, that's what that was in May.
No, like, just be like, she's about to be 25.
Yeah, that was in May. And it was 2 weeks before my birthday and 1 month before her birthday. Because our birthdays are pretty close together. Our birthdays are a month apart. So.
How old is she?
Yeah. I was like, Jody, I don't need you to be judged right now.
She didn't, though. She's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
More power to you.
Yeah. You were ready to show her off, huh?
It was our first date out. That was the first place we ever went in public together.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Like, look at this young thing on my arm.
This wasn't like that at all. Just out of a date. Mm-hmm. It was right after that. Maybe later that summer, probably in July, we went to a Charlotte Knights AAA game. And I told the story on the radio, but there was a lady that came down and introduced herself. I was seated on the aisle. Amanda was seated to my left. She came down and introduced herself and said, excuse me, are you Ace from Ace and TJ Show? And I said, yes. She goes, oh, my gosh, I listen to you every day. Could we get a picture? And I said, sure. And so they came down, and it was two couples. And they all came down to take a picture. There were a couple rows behind us. And as I stood up, Amanda stood up. She said, here, hand me your camera. I'll take the picture. And the lady goes, oh, is that Peyton? And I just kind of went, I shook my head. Now I was like, that's my date. And she goes, oh, my God, I am so very sorry.
That's hilarious.
And we laughed about it. It happens.
I think that was the day that you and Amanda came to Sea Level to eat. And I was working. Wasn't it after a night's game? You guys had gone there or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably it was that time.
You guys.
Yeah. We only went to one that summer. It would have to be that night. Yeah.
Yep.
I think we only went to one.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Kids get in free.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you took her. Yep. Yeah. He was on a budget.
Yeah. She got free crayons.
You want to see the fireworks?
Yeah. He wasn't
on some popcorn?
He wasn't on. He didn't have to be on a budget right then.
I don't know if y'all know already who this is, but if you had to guess whose celebrity child this is, who would you think?
Yeah, I know who that is.
I know who that
you
is.
You already know who it
yeah
is?
Yeah.
I'm not good at this type of stuff, so who is it?
It's a woman. Her mom, both of her parents are celebrities, but her mom.
Oh, that it looks like Angelina Jolie's exactly kid. Okay, yeah.
Just exactly like her.
Yeah, if I looked at her face more, yeah. Which means she's only going to get more attractive as she gets older.
Okay. All right, Ace.
No, I don't know how old that kid is. I just mean, how old is that person?
Oh,
TJ?
She's going to be so hot.
I don't know. She's a teenager.
No, my Countdown's point is on. Angelina Jolie gets more. That's my point is about Angelina Jolie. She gets more attractive. I think every time I see her, the older she gets, the more attractive Angelina Jolie gets in my book. I wasn't talking about the guy.
Oh, yeah. She ain't even blossomed yet.
It's so damn hot.
My comment was directed to Angelina Jolie, not about the kid.
It's weird that we had gone right from that conversation.
Oh, you're going to drive the boys wild.
She's going to be a heartbreaker. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to lock her up.
That's not the point I was trying to make. I was speaking about Angelina Jolie.
Boy's going to be lining up at the door.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to watch that one now.
Do you like Dairy Queen?
That is messed up. That is not right.
I heard of a dilly bar. She's pretty.
Cool. Yeah. Pretty then her her dad gets, you know, he's staying good looking.
Yeah. It doesn't help.
Yeah,
it doesn't
hurt. He's doing okay.
But she looks nothing like her dad, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd have to judge. Right? I don't know. But if you got Angelina Jolie's mouth, then nobody sees anything else, I don't think, in your face. And she does. She's got that Angelina Jolie mouth. She got Angelina Jolie mouth on her. They need to straighten it out.
I do want to go see Brad Pitt's new movie, though. It looks pretty good.
The train one?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
It does.
Mm-hmm. He's so fun.
Is it out? Did it come out Friday or is it out this week? I think it's this Friday. I'm not sure.
Bullet Train?
Yeah, Bullet Train is the name of it. It may already be out.
It's like a Liam Neeson kind of character kind of thing.
But with a very dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it'll probably be one of those that has all those too many quick edits and stuff for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Quick edits? Or
yeah.
You got to add that to the list?
It's like watching a strobe light. And it doesn't look real. You know, the fight scenes don't look real when they're just so edited. And it's like sports highlights now. You know, not that I'll ever watch ESPN because I don't like all the communism on there and stuff, but when they make a highlight or it's the beginning of a show that's coming on and they're showing highlight, it goes so fast and it's only like a half second of this and that, and just that style, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm against it.
Add that to the list.
Well, yeah, he had a good one the other day during the Elvis movie because there's too many fade ins and fade outs.
Oh, oh my god,
we got to add that to the list now too. Yeah. No fade ins.
Well, it's like stuff like they would show a slot machine rolling, and then they would throw that up, and then go in a circle with other things like the Colonel Tom Parker's face, and then the voices are in the background. It's just like a psychedelic looking art scene. Yeah, I just don't like the movie.
I like that,
but I don't like that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like all that fade ins and fade outs and flashbacks and
psychedelic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, he wants his movies the old fashioned way.
Yeah. One long cut.
Yeah. Yeah. One shot.
Single camera.
Single camera just moving the entire time. Yeah.
I swear to God, if you got a cut in there, I'm out.
The whole movie's got to happen in this one room. We just roll it back and forth. Right,
and you know what it's from. All of those editors in the sports news places and all of the movie editors and all that, they're all nerds. So they're trying to make everything look like a superhero movie. With the same style of a superhero movie, and it doesn't work. Yeah. Back to the drawing board, nerds.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Dweebs.
I also think people's attention spans are a lot shorter these days, and so they try to make more cuts to seem like it's moving more with more action.
Yeah, but they're not showing any action. They're cutting. There's no action. It's just a flash. Boom, 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 and there's no action.
Still makes you feel like you're seeing more.
Yeah, well, I'm not dumb enough to fall for that, so I guess that's what the problem is.
Not getting me.
Yeah, I'm not dumb enough to say, oh, I'm seeing a lot of action here. But just because it cuts from one thing to the other really fast.
Yeah.
action.
You need more sophisticated.
What happened to the action?
Was that a picture of Brad Pitt you just put at Riggins at the premiere of Bullet Train?
Yeah, he looks like someone's grandma.
He was wearing a dress.
Yeah. He had a skirt, cardigan, and a loose shirt.
Yeah. Still look good, didn't
he? He just does. I don't care.
It just worked for him.
Come here. They'll do anything for attention. Even Brad Pitt, who doesn't need to do any kind of stupid shit to get attention. He's going to wear a dress to the premiere of something. He says because it was hot.
He needed to let the guys breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, so that tells me that he's got swamp ass and sweaty balls.
Still love him.
Mm-hmm.
Sweaty balls and all.
Sweaty balls and all.
Brad Pitt's like in his 50s.
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, because he's hot.
Oh, okay.
He has money. Man.
He's 58.
He's 58?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's old.
He's about to be like 60?
Yeah. That's his official birthday is about to be like 60.
About to be like 60.
Yeah.
Single. I like that.
Why? Because he's closer to death and would leave you the money if he's married to you.
Because he just looks so good.
So you hook up with Brad Pitt, who's 26 years older than you.
Yes.
Or you're about to be 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but you make fun of the fact that Amanda and I are together and she's 24 years younger than me.
Yeah, but that's Brad Pitt in your ace.
Yeah, I am trying to draw a comparison.
I heard you a minute ago. You were like, oh, Brad Pitt's in his 50s.
Like, and it's Brad Pitt.
Yeah, my uncle's in his 50s.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
He's fine as hell.
One you think is creepy. The other you think is okay because he's a celebrity.
No, because he's hot.
Okay, he's a hot celebrity and rich.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be a celebrity. If I just saw him looking like that, I'd be like, oof.
Even if he's poor?
Oof. Not like in that's that outfit. Not in that outfit. But if I just saw Brad Pitt out and he wasn't a famous person, I would think he's hot.
If you saw somebody dressed like Johnny Depp, you'd think he's a total asshole.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm talking about Brad Pitt.
Well, they're the same. It's the same thing, though. They're dressing.
No, I didn't say in that outfit. I said Brad Pitt as we've known him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine.
If you just saw him out in regular clothes or a suit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Somewhere. I'd be like, hell yeah. Or just regular clothes.
Do you think Johnny Depp is hot?
Yes.
Okay, so if you saw Johnny Depp in just regular clothes and he's in a restaurant and he's not Johnny Depp, looking exactly like that.
See, I kind of like that look if someone can pull it off.
Yeah, but there's a difference in kind of liking a look that somebody would pull off,
and then
going over and saying let's hook up.
Yeah, because he has that bad boy kind of like mysterious. But I want to know
both
more.
Of them, Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp. They both look like they stink to me.
Yeah, and they probably smell delicious. Mm. Like,
I bet they do stink.
No,
that used to be a rumor about Brad Pitt, like years ago in his movies and stuff. People would say that because he was kind of an all natural person. Yeah. I don't know if that was true, but yeah, that used to be a thing. Brad Pitt stinks.
I do think the fact that they're a celebrity automatically adds to their attractiveness. Yeah. You find them more attractive because you do like their work. You like their movies, whatever the case might be. You feel like you know them more than you would a normal person. So there is a difference between seeing Johnny Depp in a... If you go into North Italia on South Boulevard in Charlotte and there's Johnny Depp sitting at the bar, you're like, damn, that's Johnny Depp. And he looks hotter than if you walked in and there's Johnny Depp, who's not famous, looking exactly the same way with a bunch of necklaces and rings and everything. You think, that guy's got good style, but you wouldn't find him as hot.
Interesting. Yeah.
Either way, I think he looks like a clown.
Yeah.
Either way, I'd walk in and go, damn, that dude's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
How many thumb rings you're wearing, Johnny?
I like it.
Yeah.
I bet he's badass.
Oh, yeah.
What about Amber Heard saying he's got Ed?
What's that?
He suffers from Ed.
Maybe because it was her fault.
The ED.
He wouldn't suffer with that with me.
Finishing school's really paying off for you.
He ain't suffering around me.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Family. Let's go!
What you looking at, Regan? Boo? You look at something and say, oh, my God. Oh.
I saw this yesterday.
Yeah, I did, too. Hey, boom. Yo. Yeah, my son showed me that. It's the guy jumping his bicycle.
Oh, man. Up
off of a ramp and into this little suite area where people are sitting and just face first into a chair.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be cool and jump out of the arena, so to speak, and into a private box. And he comes up short, hits the railing, and it just launches him over the handlebars.
And he's not wearing a helmet.
And he lands on his shoulder and the side of his face. Hmm.
Goddamn cargo shorts.
Yeah, and no
hell you doing
helmets or pads or anything. Aren't you supposed to wear some helmets?
You're supposed to steal that bike. That's what he said. He stole somebody's bike.
Didn't even look like
he's not prepared at all.
He hits so damn hard. It's unbelievable. I watched that probably 10 times yesterday. Like, damn. And he doesn't get up. He just rolls over on his back. And
that's going to be you on that bike in a couple weeks, Ace. Just gonna eat shit.
But like multiple times.
Yeah.
For like days.
Yeah. He's going to get on that bike and fall off.
Get off. I got to get started on
that. You start tipping over.
I need to get started making that happen.
So, Riggins, you start moving this week to your new place?
Yep.
Are you having to send a change of address card out to all your chicks in the city?
Come through. You know where. Yeah. I got to do all that stuff. Change of address, move services, all that stuff.
You know, you
did
do
you
that.
Say change of address? Vadress?
Change of ad. Change. It's the Vadress.
Address, yeah. You know you can do that through the post office website, and if you pay like $25, it takes care of all of your bills and everything. It changes all your addresses. Yeah,
you need to do that.
Yeah. Or, it makes it very easy.
I bet.
Yeah. Or you can just pay $2 and they'll forward your mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the things don't carry over. Like, it's a different power company, different cable company, different water, different trash. So I got to get a bunch of this stuff set up this week, and it sucks. Oh, my God. And the worst one is dealing with the city, you know, because you're dealing
with government people.
I didn't want to say that. And it's like water. It's like $2 a month or whatever it costs. And it's like, this is the one that's going to be the pain in the ass. The water.
It's just the, like the $19 bill every month. Like, come on, man.
But the, those are the kinds of things that happen in my house that, you know, just make me so thankful for my wife.
Yeah.
She handles all of that.
And it takes all afternoon to do these simple things. Yeah.
Now, it's not perfect the way she handles it, because I would like for her to handle it like she does, but then I don't want to hear about it when I get home. Like the water people screwing her over and giving her the runaround and all that. I just, you know, about that and everything else.
Anything that you're about to say.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that is a blessing that I have that that's what she does.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wouldn't get a damn thing turned on. I mean, I'll call them tomorrow.
You'd just be sitting there in the dark.
The only thing I would have to have like, the power on so I could have the TV. But and other AC. Than that,
he'd be like, "Well, what time is it? Well, it's 3. I'll be going to bed soon. It's going to be dark. I'll call him tomorrow."
Yeah, by the time they put me on hold and I wait through all that, it'll be time to go to bed. So,
yeah,
I'll catch it tomorrow. I'll try to call right after the show tomorrow, and then don't do it.
Yeah, if somebody works for Charlotte Water, hit me up on the DMs. If you can get me like a front row spot. I was on hold for like an hour yesterday. I'm like, who the hell's calling about water on a Tuesday? Yeah.
They probably have one person taking care of a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you move up to the suburbs.
I know.
Small town suburbs.
Well, and hey, there's a shortage of people, of employees everywhere.
But it's run out of the big city, though, right? Yeah.
It says Charlotte Water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass.
You're just always trying to hate on something.
Ain't nobody hating on anything.
Move out of a dumpster in the city if you want. Don't be throwing off on our shit.
Hey, you lived up in University area, so relax over there.
Because I was in school. Mm-hmm. I was a student.
No, you were not.
Of course I was in the University area because I was a student.
You lived off of W.T. Harris, so relax yourself.
Yeah.
But again, at the time,
next to a smoke shop, probably.
Yeah, at the time, it was that's what frustrates me. She always laughs about that. Like, now it's not such a great area necessarily, but then it was a totally different. That was 23 years ago. It was a totally different area.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I've always, you know, I've always talked about how we did come from humble beginnings.
Sure.
And you talk about where that I live in. In a very bad area, but it's like, well, remember your roots.
Know where you came from.
Remember where you came from.
Right. I came from a town of 6,000 people in rural Louisiana. I didn't come from the W.T. Harris of Charlotte.
Basically.
I just stopped there for 6 months.
Right.
Till I could get my house built out here.
Yeah.
That was your first place in Charlotte. That set the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yep. That was for me to get the hell out of there.
And for me, it was the same company as the apartments I lived in Birmingham at the time. So they were like, you don't even have to pay any money. Everything transfers.
Well, yeah, it's W.T. Harris. They're like, oh, please. Here, it's free.
A welcome basket with a Glock in it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, yes, we get people to move in here finally. And they work for the radio.
It was a thriving, safe area at the time.
I'm just laughing because I lived on that bitch, too.
I live on the east side.
I don't know what that means.
East side of my road, Lawyers Road, Idlewild.
Okay, but I still don't know what that means, that it's a rough area. The east side is the rough area of Charlotte.
It's a very cultural area of Charlotte.
Okay. Well, what is the safe side or not rough side of Charlotte?
These days.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe South Park.
Nope.
Ballantyne, maybe a little bit.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, where I live is safe.
They kill him all the time.
I would say Alexis is probably the safest area of Charlotte.
Yeah, I live in a really safe area. Well, I wouldn't say really safe, but...
safer than most parts of Charlotte.
Not a safe sex area.
What?
Right.
Shut up. Hey, women getting knocked up all over the place over there.
Get out of here.
Y'all don't practice safe sex over there in that part of Charlotte. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you live in a safe? You're pretty safe, right?
Yeah, I'm near downtown Fort Mill.
Yeah, yeah. Fort Mill's a good area.
Yeah, 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 it is.
We just have to make sure that Rob's house never catches on fire because he won't get out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's unsafe.
He can't move.
They'll be like, run! Yes, I am!
You know, exhausting himself, you know, watching too much TV in a row. Yeah, I had to take a break from watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
I was winded.
That's what he said during the show today. He missed it.
I had to take a break.
He got winded.
Because I had to take a break and do my stretches. I'm tired. I had
to take a break and do my stretches. Breaking Bad is intense, okay? The train robbery episode really had my heart pounding.
Oh, God.
What's going to happen with Jesse and Walt?
Yeah. Do my stretches.
Do my yoga. Oh.
Got to get a sweat rag and all before he sits back down to watch the next episode.
He's so serious, too.
Yeah. Do my yogi stretches.
Yeah. Well, I had to take a break because I
hate y'all.
So, how many times a day are you doing the stretches now, Rob, for your bulging disc?
Every 2 to 3 hours still.
Damn. Okay. So, you're still doing them in there every day?
No, I haven't been doing as much here because kind of busy. But
yeah, you be busy.
He's walking way straighter and way more. He looks like he's doing well.
Yeah, he doesn't have that prance anymore.
Exactly, gallivanting around the studio. Yeah,
he came in much more upright today, though, than I've seen him the past 2 days.
I don't like calling it a prance.
Yeah, I was like, that's funny. You prancing, yo prancing ass.
Look at you prancing.
Where's Donder? Blitzing.
Rob, come here with your prancing ass.
Yeah, he's far from prancing. Yeah. A couple more days of stretches.
He's a little shuffling still, though. Yeah. Shuffling ass.
But we don't know. We haven't seen him walk more than 4 or 5 steps. And when he stands up in there, he just walks straight in here. So he may walk straighter than that after he's been out of the chair for a little bit.
Actually, it kind of declines.
Oh, it does?
So who has seen him walk more than 4 or 5 steps? Who's that person?
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
You know, I don't bid in auctions. You know, and I don't know that I ever have, other than a silent auction. Maybe I would go by the table and do that, but I think I'm gonna join this auction that they've been publicizing. It's Elvis's lost jewelry. It's a collection of jewelry that he gave to Colonel Tom Parker, and nobody's been able to locate it for decades. And so this auction house has done the investigation and found it and worked with Priscilla. Even though Scylla doesn't own any of it, she's helped put it all together for I think they're going to auction it pretty soon. There's also a guitar in there. And I guess they're figuring, well, you know, with the popularity of that movie and everybody's into Elvis right now, we'll cash in on it. I'm not sure. But when it comes to jewelry, accessorizing and things like that, Elvis was not a minimalist. Right. He was not what you would call subtle when it came to accessorizing. You know, I'm not a fan of jewelry on men anyway. But, you know, Elvis was, you know, that was part of his style. And it was back in the, you know, in the 70s when he started wearing all that jewelry and stuff. So guys were more flashy, I guess, back then. But
Who owns the jewelry? Is it
Priscilla?
Graceland, the estate or something?
Yeah, probably the estate. But Priscilla doesn't own any of it. She just helped get the collection together and all that. Because that Colonel Tom Parker was a piece of shit. And that's mainly what the movie is about that's out now. That should actually be called Colonel Tom Parker Was a Piece of Shit. You're not going to the movies Friday? Yeah, what are you going to see? Colonel Parker was a piece of shit? Colonel Tom Parker was a piece of shit?
There's so much stuff here, but look at one of the pictures online. There's a ring that has a huge, rectangular, gold, and it has a huge diamond at the top. And then it says, across the bottom it says TCB in a triangular shape. And the TC and the B are all encrusted with diamonds. The thing's got to be as big as knuckle to knuckle when you put it on. It has to be.
Mm-hmm. What is TCB?
Taking care of business.
Oh,
hell yeah. You don't know that?
Everybody in Elvis' inner circle got a necklace. When you made the inner circle, you got a necklace with a lightning bolt. It said TCB. That meant you were in the, like, you were part of the Memphis Mafia at that point.
Can we do that?
Do what?
I'll get necklaces, matching ones.
What would it be? Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but...
No. Candy necklace. You want a candy necklace? We'll get you one of those.
We could all, we make necklaces at ATJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It is?
ATJ squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Goals.
That's, yeah, that's an awfully big necklace. Now. Yeah.
And then there's a picture of a... It looks like a solid gold lighter with a clock in it.
Yeah.
And then it has EP engraved on it. I don't know what that stands for, but it must have meant something to him. EP.
There are two necklaces that are just huge. Like animal teeth or something? What is that? Like a shark's tooth or something that's encased in gold at the top? That's, you talk about gaudy. But hey, the 70s were a gaudy time. Mm-hmm. They really were. There was and having lived through that as a child, it was bad fashion.
But Elvis even had his robe and pajamas had that big giant collar like his jumpsuits did that he performed in.
That's what I'm going for, my next robe.
A collar.
Yeah, I want a collar, maybe my name on the back.
You don't need that.
Yeah. Like in cursive, it'll say El Papa Diablo across the back of my robe.
That and then with rhinestones.
I don't want rhinestones because they'd be uncomfortable when you're trying to lay down. I lounge too much in my robe. That's the way to do it. Oh, God. That's the way
to do it. In my robe.
Yep.
He's a robe guy.
He's always been a robe guy. I love my robe. I have always loved a robe. I get comfortable in it.
Is it just the terry cloth one, or is that for the winter terry cloth robe?
No, it's just the same thicker one. And, okay. No, it's just the same one all the time.
No silky Hefner type robe?
No.
Eating oatmeal, you're in a robe. It's just like you're just embracing old guy lifestyle to the fullest.
But I mean, even when I was in my 20s, I had a...
You had a robe?
Yeah.
AKA house coat.
It was a house coat?
Yeah. My ex-wife bought me a robe, probably one of the first Christmases we ever spent together, and had my initials on it.
Yeah, but that was a Klan robe, so it was
I've always enjoyed relaxing in a robe.
Yeah, one of the first gifts my wife ever gave me was a probe.
Ew.
Get so ready. Merry Christmas.
The really nice lady, Jill, that is in the office right next to us. It's my wife's friend. She came over last night to hang out with Jody. And it was probably about 7:15 or so when she got there. So late.
Yeah. Super late.
No, she was hanging out with Jody, and I went on to my regular bed time. But before I went, she said, come here, let me show you what I brought. You know, it always comes bearing gifts. And I saw her walk up with it on the porch, and Jody was opening the door, and I just saw it looked like she had a plant. And I walked out onto the porch, and she said, look, I brought you this. And it's a rosemary bush. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and I even said, oh, well, that's cool. Because we had a rosemary bush at one of our houses years ago. and I like to cook, and I use, you know, if I can use fresh herbs, I will do so. Uh-huh. But then she said, yeah, you just need to plant it in direct sunlight and all that. I'm like, oh. Uh-oh. The other one was already planted in the house whenever we moved in.
Suddenly, well, I got to dig a hole?
Right. And I don't know anything about growing bushes or anything.
This could be the start of a new,
I know, but if I plant it out there and then it dies and then she comes over again, she says, how's the rosemary bush? I'll be like, ugh.
Well, you got to like water it and talk to it.
Yeah, right. You know good and damn well I'm not talking to a plant.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's just, maybe it's just a hang up with me, but it's stupid.
We got to do what? Talk to it.
You do.
Yeah, that's not going to fly in that house.
You got to say you're going to grow so strong and big, and look at you. You look so beautiful today.
Yeah. How deep of a hole does one have to dig to plant a rosemary bush?
How deep is the base of the plant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The container. That's about how deep you are, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm just worried that I'm not going to do it right.
No, it's going to die.
Look it up on YouTube. See if there are any special instructions or any tips on YouTube to make it grow.
How much you think somebody would charge to come plant
that? I can do it. I can do it.
How you gonna do it? You can do it with a regular size shovel. Need like a sand shovel and a pail.
Sure.
I have
gardening gloves and everything.
I'm seeing Ace TJ TV content right there. Alexis goes to TJ's house to plant a rosemary bush.
I'm Hispanic.
Talking to it. TJ's yelling at her from the porch, like, shut up. Mm. He's drinking. There's your video content.
Landscaping runs.
But how often would you have to water it and do stuff to it, you think?
Like, to get it started, probably, I don't know, every other day. You want to keep it moist for the first couple of weeks.
Okay, so then I would plant it then out in the middle of the backyard.
Yeah.
So the sprinklers can hit it.
It's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff rosemary in the bed randomly.
On average.
Yeah, but we do have some sprinklers in the flower beds and stuff, so put it in there.
Yeah, on average, you water rosemary every 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the plant size and climate conditions.
Yeah.
Allow the plants to dry out thoroughly between each watering. Every 1 to 2 weeks, it's going to rain once every 1 to 2 weeks. Sure. And it sounds like this. You want to make sure it's not even in the line of the sprinkler somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once it gets established. But for you know, getting it set up, you probably want to add a little bit of water to it.
And I would get you like the cutest little watering bucket. So you can go out there in the mornings and water it.
It needs a hose, right?
Yeah, a watering bucket. That sounds perfect. Watering bucket.
Yeah. All you need to do, it needs an inch of water. It needs an inch of water every 7 to 14 days. That's it. Yeah. Super easy.
Talk to it. Get a watering bucket.
Yeah. What did you say it's called?
Watering can.
But still, a rosemary bush needs a hose put to it, I would think. Because it's not like a house plant.
Yeah, but you can use it for grounding. Just be out there, one with nature.
But I don't, grounding what? I don't need to be grounded.
Right.
My yard still has the little flags in it to show people where the water lines run from the construction of it.
Yeah.
Get Alexis. I'm growing flags.
Get Alexis those little, what do you call those things where you find water, the sticks that you hold in your hand? Yeah. She's just wandering around your backyard looking for the water. Yeah, that'd be hysterical.
That's going to be the first thing I do when I get a house is like grow a bunch of plants and flowers. No, I'm not going to grow weed.
Bullshit. Yeah, you're going to have mushrooms and flowers.
Yep,
and
veggies. Yeah.
Go plant stuff at Regan's new house.
I don't think you can do that. I think you got to get approval for that.
From you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ Family presents The Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Isn't that what you call somebody who works for TCBY?
Yeah.
A what?
A yogurt slinger.
I love that.
Join our team of yogurt slingers. Paid training, 2 weeks off a year. Be a yogurt slinger.
Learn the art of yogurt slinging.
Sling some yogurt, won't you? Come on down. They should. They should absolutely do that.
If y'all have ever wondered what I would consider hell on earth, it exists in Minnesota. A 110-acre corn maze.
110 acres of corn maze. It's one maze? Is that big?
32 miles of pathways. Oh. It's unofficially the world's largest corn maze. Oh, my God.
Unofficially. Yeah, it sounds awful.
I know. It's just, it just makes me itch thinking about it.
I wonder how long it takes to get through.
Do you have to do all 32 miles, or is it like where you just pick a different path? Or I don't know.
It's got to be more than one. You can't expect somebody to go through a 110-acre corn maze. It would take days.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever been in a corn maze at all.
And I don't ever want to. Oh, God.
Rob, you've done it, haven't you?
Oh, I've done more than one.
Yeah, that's kind of Rob's kind of thing. I mean, that was what they did before escape rooms came along.
Then they put it inside, and I was like, I'm not doing a corn with it anymore.
How long does it take to do a corn maze, Rob?
It varies, but one time I think the first one we did was like 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, God. And was it at night?
No, I didn't do the night one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really can't, because the corn is so high that you're guessing at first. Just everything's kind of just a free-for-all of guessing which way to go, and did I go this way, I went that way, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you kind of, like, the idea is generally to pick a direction and stick to that, like, just walk right every time you get the opportunity, and then eventually you'll get an idea of where you're at.
Oh, God. What happens if you have to use the bathroom?
Well, you have to, like, hold up a flag, and they'll come find you and pull you out.
Oh, God.
So they do have a way to get out. But they do have a way for you to get out. I never realized that. So if you get freaked out and law, you're like, I'm so frustrated and aggravated with it. I just want out of here.
They wouldn't see my flag, though.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, hopefully you don't go by yourself.
But you could climb a stalk of corn, though, and hold it up that way. Just climb to the top.
Stuck there forever.
And then you escape the corn maze, and then you're still in Minnesota?
Yeah.
That's like, oh, shit.
2 to 3 hours, though, of being lost in a corn maze. Yeah.
But they usually only do these around Halloween. And we used to do commercials for a place that had a corn maze that they would advertise in. And part of it was they called Spooky Woods. And I always thought that would be a cool name. If your last name was Woods and they could call you Spooky, that would be cool.
Spooky Woods.
Spooky Woods. This is my friend Spooky Woods.
These corn mazes are wild.
I know. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's a scientific term.
Yeah, just
term.
Watching these. I'm just looking at them, and they've got the way they're set up, and these, you know, the corn stalks are 10 feet high.
Yeah.
Wonder if they actually harvest the corn, or it's just made for mazes.
I don't know.
It's kind of interesting that it's called a maze, corn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's maize.
And many of them call it like a corn, well, it's the same thing.
Corn.
Yeah, corn.
Yeah, these Riggins is showing some drone video footage of how people have made art out of them.
That's cool.
Pretty wild. That's beautiful.
St. Right. Thomas?
Yeah,
they got corn in St. Thomas?
No, this is in Minnesota.
Yeah, there could be other places other than, you know.
Holy shit, they have corn
there?
Yeah.
Wow.
What part of that photo would make you think that was the island of St. Thomas?
Twin Cities. Beautiful.
What the hell are you looking at that makes you for a moment think that looks like St. Thomas?
Wow.
Caribbean looks really different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got corn at St. Thomas.
Beautiful.
She just got mushrooms on the brain. That's all.
They got potato farms in the Bahamas.
Wow.
Aloha.
What are you looking at?
So, Rob, did you say that they moved it inside? You're talking about escape rooms?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay, so they're not corn mazes inside like a mall or something.
No, once escape rooms came out, I was done.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll get my, solvent fix somewhere else.
So is that still a thing? Escape rooms, are there still any of those open?
I think so. Sure. I haven't done any in a long time, but...
Yeah, so...
Even before my back was messed up.
Right. So are they usually attached to swing clubs for swing dancing?
No. They're usually in office buildings for some reason.
Yeah.
I think they're probably... Well, there are obviously a lot fewer of them than there used to be.
Yeah. Is that one still open that you worked for, Rob?
No, I worked there until he closed it down.
Oh, COVID?
No, it was right before COVID. He got lucky.
Oh.
He just moved to Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So he didn't shut down because the business went dry.
No, we kept trying to convince him not to close, but it worked out best for him.
Yeah. Now it's back to the corn maze.
Yeah, I just did a Google search for escape rooms close to here. I knew there was one in Davidson just down the road. There's another one in Statesville just up the road, and one here in Mooresville. So there's like one in every town, it seems like.
I wouldn't want to do an escape room either. You do want to?
Yeah, I've never done one.
Rob will show you how to do it. Well, he can't do it with his back, man.
No. He can sit down and just tell me where to look.
That'll give him something to put in the work for, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
Get to go back to an escape room.
Yeah, there's one probably not far from you down there, Lucas.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, the most popular one in the area is by the old studios.
Nice.
Yeah, on Stuart Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just saw that.
Maybe that's what I'll do for my birthday.
A lot of people get dressed up for that.
Oh, I hope not.
It's gorgeous. Who had I talked to the other day? They just did, a while back, they did an escape room as part of a work
team thing.
Team building.
Oh, my God.
Work.
We should do that, guys.
Yep, that.
Let's go team build.
I was just about to say, if I worked for a company and they made us do that, I'd probably get fired.
Why?
Because that just sounds miserable to me.
What if it's the most fun that we ever have?
I hate a breakout group. Which is ultimately what that is, a breakout group.
Or it could be a bunch of pals just hanging out and having a good time.
But not everybody would be having a good time.
It's about how you look at it.
I wouldn't be having a good time in an escape room.
They say that team building happiness outside of the office is an integral part of a building a strong company.
Yep.
Yeah, well then let's do something that's not stupid.
Okay, what do you want to do that's team building?
That's awesome. Go to the movies.
Yeah. That's not where that
is. Go out to eat.
Yeah, what a team building event.
That's not a team building.
Yeah. We're all going to see Bullet Train with Brad Pitt when it comes out. That's our team building.
You can come sit at my house and watch TV.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, one of our team building things was to go watch a movie at TJ's house a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. We did. Mm-hmm.
Why are you shaking your head, Riggins? That was fun that day.
Was it? We were not having a seat. Sitting on, having to sit on the floor.
Well, really,
we're not watching Titanic.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.